Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening, excuse me, via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys would like to call in to the show, today is Free for All Friday. All lines are open for you to call in and talk about whatever you would like, okay? And today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome. And today in the ATL, again, I tell you guys all the time, those who are listening from other states, other parts of the country, is that, you know, the reason, not the only reason, but part of the reason people are, defecting to the South, to the ATL, is because of the weather, okay? And the weather is a big part of people moving from the North back to the South or from the North to the South because of the weather. Look at this beautiful weather we're having today in Atlanta. And it's November the 7th. It's the 7th of November. I mean, and you think about how fast time goes. Think about how fast time goes. It was just Halloween, the last day of October, last Friday, right? 7 days before today. It was just Halloween. And now we're already into the 7th day of November. It's true what my grandma always said, is that the older you get, the faster time flies, the faster the time goes. And that's so, so true. Especially now, you know, that, you know, we've grown up, gone to college or done whatever we wanted to do with school and gotten out of school and started working. Once you start working and working every day, you got a full-time job, it's like, you know, 10 probably, at least 10 of the 24 hours you have each day. And I'm counting, an hour to work, an hour back home in Atlanta, or maybe it's even more for some people. But you think about it, 10 hours out of your 24 hours are at work. Or maybe I'd stretch it to 11 hours of your 24 hours are used for commuting to work, being at work for the day, and commuting back home. And so you've got another 13 hours sitting out there to do everything else that you need to do in your life, which is, you know, hey, you may have to grocery shop. You may have to, you may have a dentist appointment, you may have a doctor's appointment, or, you know, anything that you can think of. And you got to squeeze that into your 13 hours. So we're busy as human beings, okay? We're always bam, 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 moving around, doing things with our day. So these days are just clicking by, clicking by like you wouldn't believe. I know a lot of you young people out there thinking that, you know, I'm really not thinking about the days. I'm a youngster, and hey, it's all good. I got plenty of days left. Well, you know, you never know, but maybe you do. Hopefully you do. But at the same time, you know, young people are wanting to be older faster. But I'm going to tell you, once you, you know, you start to get older, you don't want to get older faster. You wish you were younger. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, enjoy your young day. Enjoy them. Because I know that one of my great friends, their mom used to say, Frank, you know, ain't for sissies, right? I mean, you start feeling all the aches and pains, you get headaches and backaches and, you know, pain in your knees, your ankles and hands and arms and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So as the days go on, as you get older, you know, these things crop up, you know, these things crop up. But the year, guys, 2014 is, you know, what, 30, 40, 50, not even 60 days left. 2014, not even 60 days left in 2014. We're just about into Thanksgiving, okay? And think about this. All these department stores now, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but they have their Christmas trees up and they decorating everything for Christmas. When I go to work every day, I drive through the small town of Palmetto. Right, as I was going through Palmetto yesterday, they had their what you call it, the big trucks that go up on the light poles and stuff when they have a light out on the street. I don't know what you call those, but it's like the Georgia Power Company, but they got their own little power guys, right? So they had their trucks downtown, and they're starting to put their Christmas lights up, you know, downtown. They're starting to put their Christmas lights up. And they have a big display when you go through town. Although town is only two stoplights, but they have their big lights up downtown. I mean, they do it big right here in that little stretch of town. And, you know, they're in there already putting this stuff together. My mom used to always tell us, hey, we're not, you don't put the Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving, and you better take it down before New Year's, right? That was our stretch of Christmas, after Thanksgiving and before New Year's, okay? But as time goes, right, people are starting to get into this Christmas thing way before time. 818-301-5834, and today is Free for All Friday, guys, so you can call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Now, something I got into on yesterday was I talked about the people that hate President Obama, right? People that hate President Obama. And I got so much feedback that I'll probably have to do another show on this, but if you think about this, think about it now a little bit. A lot of people, I mean, everyone realize how cheap gas has gotten, right? That's not by accident. That's because Obama has ordered these refineries to ramp up on their gas production, okay, domestically. They're ramping up on gas production. So that has created more jobs in that industry, okay? So because of the shipping costs, that we were paying to get oil from foreigners, we're cutting back on that imports. So we're saving money from all the shipping of the oil that's coming to the United States. Okay? So, and if you guys don't realize how he got into the banks and cut them down because they were killing us with all these fees. Okay? So, and you can go on and on about how what Obama is, how much can you go on and on about what Bush, little Bush, did in his presidency? Not a whole lot. Got a call on the line from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your call.
Man, you're going to talk about how these folks talk about it, Obama, man, so depressing. I'm going to switch the subject on you right quick. You know, you remember years ago when you sit around that thing and watch Saturday Sun?
Yeah.
How we sit around the TV and watch Saturday Sun. It was funny as hell when he needed to read something, a dollar phone number here to go in that drawer and get them glasses in order to see what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
You find yourself doing that now. I go crazy here trying to find my glasses to read, to look up something, man.
I know it, man.
never thought we'd see today. I'm glad we're seeing that day. You know, a lot of folks ain't here to do that now. But the thing about it, man, I sit back and think about that sometime. I look at Samsung and about them trying to find them glasses. And yeah, sometimes you got to find your glasses and change the remote to see the channel you want to watch.
I know it, bro.
Yeah. Another thing about the Christmas trees you was talking about. Back when we stayed in the project, we had that old silver Christmas tree where you put that big bright light that had them four colors on it.
You'll see them.
Then you go down to friend's house or Oh, somebody else, man, they had the green tree. You'd be like, oh, that was amazing. But hell, man, you make it. right there, make you appreciate that old silver tree, because you go buy a Christmas tree now, you looking to spend $300 or $400 for a Christmas tree, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ridiculous, man.
Yes, sir.
But
that's
all I got to say, man. That's all I got to say. But there's something to think about, man. Yeah, them glasses and that silver tree.
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's it.
Yeah. All right, holler at me later, man.
All right. So again, guys, that was a good point. You know, the older we get, the things we have to do, you know, to keep going. I mean, it ain't just. The older generation has got to wear glasses. I mean, the younger generation, a lot of them are wearing glasses as well. But it's true. I mean, I didn't wear glasses all while I was growing up. I didn't start wearing glasses maybe until maybe a year ago, maybe. I'm not sure. My wife had to tell you that. But probably about a year ago, I started wearing glasses. And it's made a world of difference to me. I put my glasses on all the time. It's especially when I'm trying to see something, when I'm trying to read something. I mean, I'm fine when I'm not reading. Now I'm just watching TV or something. I'm fine not having my glasses on. But when I start to look at a piece of paper, trying to read something, trying to read a bill, or trying to read something, you know, I'd be like, where my damn glasses at? I have to get, you know, look and find my glasses, because without them, You know, it's, I mean, I can read without them if I had to. But, you know, some words look kind of fuzzy. But with my glasses on, you know, everything is all good, right? So, so as time goes, you know, your body is starting to deteriorate. You know, yeah, I mean, you may not want to believe that, but your body is starting to deteriorate. I mean, you can't, at least I can't. I, you know, I won't speak for everybody, but, you know, I used to be able to hop up, jump out of bed, and boom, go do something, or I could take off running at the drop of a dime. You know, I can probably still take off running at the drop of a dime if a dog got after me or something, but I don't think about that now. You know, I don't think about that now. I mean, we used to play basketball 2 and 3 days a week. Now, you know, I don't play at all, to tell you the truth. I may play a little bit in the yard, in my driveway or something with my little girl at times, but competitively, nah, don't play at all. I mean, that's why we starting to bulge out around the waistline, right? Because we're not out there and we're not doing stuff that burns up this fat around your waistline, okay? Not doing that anymore. Your legs used to be strong, healthy. Now, they're not as strong, not as healthy. And that's why the people tell you to exercise, get out and walk and do stuff like that. But hell, you know, you got to work like crazy. And, you know, you get out of work and you come home. Hey, you think I'm going to walk around the neighborhood after I don't work like hell all day? Nah, probably not. Right? Probably not. I'll do it tomorrow. That's what happens. I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, back to this Obama. I mean, Obama has done more for the citizens of the United States. Business. I mean, y'all forget when he came into office, we were struggling to keep our homes, right? And with his policies that he put into place about making homes affordable for people who were losing their homes, that changed everything. That changed everything, okay? And you know, it's just so much stuff that he's done in these 6 years that's it's amazing. It's amazing, okay? You know, we couldn't figure out when we were going to get out of the war. But Obama said we were going to start to bring our troops home when we got in the office. And what's happened? Troops are coming home. Okay, Bush seemed to not be able to find Osama bin Laden, but when Obama get in the office, where's Osama? He's dead. Okay, he's dead. But people don't talk about that. People don't want to talk about that. He hadn't done that. Tell me something he's done in the, you know, since he's been in the office. How much gas, dog? How much is gas right now? We were worried about gas getting to be $4 a gallon here in Atlanta anyway. I know it was over $4 a gallon out in California. But now the gas is gone down to under $3 a gallon. No one's talking about gas. They don't want to talk about it. Right? They don't want to talk about the gas prices. Hey, I'm happy about the gas prices myself. as much money as I was spending in gas when it was $3.80-something a gallon. Come on, man. Now it's $2.80-something a gallon. Okay? And I can't stop talking about the gas because that's what I do. Spend my money in gas. Okay? So, you know, we got to stop treating Obama like that. He's our president. You can't do nothing about it, but you can put someone else in office in 2016. That's all we can do. Anyway, jumping subjects to a little sports now. We're gonna hold our breath for Sunday for the Atlanta Falcons to come. That's going to play on the road in Tampa Bay. They're going to Florida to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Tampa Bay is one of our two wins that we have, and we stomped them when they came to town. 50-something, we scored 56 points on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they know we scored 56 points on them. So guess what? They're going to be playing hard, and they're going to be trying to stomp us come Sunday. And the way we've been playing, I don't think that we're going to win. I mean, I'm just saying, why would you think we're going to win if we've been playing like busters over the past weeks? I mean, we have. We've been playing like pure busters over the past weeks. And it's, you know, it's sad to say, but that's exactly what Tampa Bay is thinking. That we should be able to get them Falcons. And we're going to come in, we should be able to take them out. You know, and that's what's going to happen. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. And be safe. Be back on Monday, 10 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See you. Fun.